I have to do that spiel again because I started the recording. So again, welcome to the April 11th Aries Bifold Community User Group. It's a Hyperledger Foundation community group. So please note the antitrust policies and community guidelines are in effect. My name's Jason. I'm your host, and this meeting is being recorded for posterity. I think it'll be a rather short one today. My first week back, and I'm just getting back into the swing of it's my second week. So last week was my first week back. So I don't have a lot of topics on the agenda, but I still think it's important to have this because a few important changes have been going into Bifold that are worth everybody being aware of. And maybe there are some things to bring up. So with that said, would anybody new like to introduce themselves or say hi, or if they've got anything important to put on the agenda, let me know. And I will. I'm sharing my screen. Hopefully you can all see it. So check that out. If you would like to sign up for the meeting in the document I'm sharing in the wiki, you can add your name under attendees. I've started mine off there. So feel free to add your name for posterity. Otherwise, if there's no introductions, we'll just carry on. All right, moving on then. Okay, so big news for Bifold is we got the PR for the mobile verifier code merged in last week. Thanks a lot to, I think, Artem and his team for doing that work. That capability, which you're probably all familiar with, allows the wallet to act as a verifier. You can now use it to request a proof request, and it'll generate the QR code on you. I don't have it set up at the moment, but if you'd like to check that out, grab the latest and greatest Bifold, pump that version string quite a few times, 10 I think it's a number, and it'll turn on developer settings, and then you can enable the verifier support. So that's pretty cool, and again, thanks for the hard work. Artem, is there anything we need to know or anything you'd like to talk about for that feature, or are we good to move on?
I think we can move on. Yeah, last call I showed the demo and there is no any changes since that time.
Perfect. Yeah, I think you had a PR in for some small, just a little bit of polishing work. But other than that, yeah, I think the feature is now merged in. And we're kind of doing the same in our BC wallet. It'll be still hidden under the developer settings, but yeah, check it out. It's pretty cool. Okay, moving on. I don't have a lot to say on this one again because I was just back last week from some time off. So has anybody got some better updates than me on what's going on with AFJ4 and some of the work that was going into Anon Creds RS and the integration? If not, then we could just pass over that, and you can probably hear more in Thursday's AFJ call where they do a pretty thorough job of reviewing this stuff. So. Okay, silence is golden. So for anybody new to the call, there's been a Herculean effort put in by Animo out of Holland, who have been working to get rid of Indie SDK. And I think they've done a pretty good job so far. There is still a little bit of work to be done, I believe, but it's coming along nicely. And you can, again, follow along closely with that in the AFJ call on Thursday. I think it's pretty early in the morning. It might be 6 o'clock in the morning, our time, but it could be 7 with the time change, but it's an early one because it's hosted by our friends in Europe. So check that out. Again, important work coming down the pike for that one. Finally gets rid of Indie SDK, which has been causing us a lot of grief. We've really lost the skills to keep that up to date and build it and add to it and all the things in AFJ and in then Bifold because we rely so heavily on it. So hopefully moving to Indie VDR really helps us out with that. It gets us in a bit more of a better posture for moving forward with some cool features and keeping it up to date. And along with that, we're using Anon Creds RS, which is a REST library. So I think it's being modernized a lot under the hood. And that's exciting. Clessio's put and I have put in a lot of work just checking out what the capabilities are for rebuilding this for different versions of Android. We're trying to see how far we can go down the stack. Here in BC, I think we're going to target Android 6 to get, most of our population. We probably could go a little bit higher, but we want to match some of our other apps in the BC Gov. Google recommends Android 7, so one layer above. And I believe, based on some work from Indicio, or no, this would again be Animo, that it you can kind of compile for a low version and move your way up, but you can't go backwards. So we've had some good luck doing that. So we're working on that in the background too, just to see how far back in the Android API we can go and make everything work. But it should be working when it's finally installed on something like, I don't know if anybody knows off the top of their head, but maybe around Android 8 or 9 or something like that. And on that note, there are some changes I think we'll put in. I'll create an issue today. I think I would like to get Android compiling for API 7, which is what Google recommends for targeting the vast majority of the globe. I think there's some mismatches, some bits of the like the Gradle files might say API 21 or 23, and I'm just going to go through it and normalize that on Android 7. If you have some thoughts on it, feel free to chime in on the ticket when it's created later today, but watch for that. We'll just try to normalize our build around Android 7. And again, on the AFJ call, I'll talk to Animo about what they think about targeting that. If it's not too far back for them to deliver the libraries for Android 7, we can just say that's what we're doing for Bifold for now, and maybe move ahead as Google does change their recommendation. We'll move ahead for it. Okay, so that's the updates for IndieVDR and AFJ4. And let me think. There is, I'm going to write this, just let me update the agenda here. Update. Anybody has anything else to chime in about while I'm typing, please feel free. It so far. Okay, good.
I think we have a couple of PRs to be discussed, maybe a review.
Perfect. Thanks, Clessio. So I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to nominate Mustafa, who represents the Ontario team. He might be on the call today. Nope. Anyways, he represents the Ontario team. So for those of you who don't know, there's three provinces here in British Columbia. There's Quebec, Ontario, and British Columbia. We're all pretty heavily invested in customizing the Bifold wallet for some initiatives we've got in our provinces. But we want to make it very compatible across the country so that if you move from Ontario to BC or vice versa, you've got a familiar wallet, you've got a familiar experience, and your credentials work in there too. If you can imagine that if you've got a driver's license from Ontario and you come to BC, this would be well in the future. We don't do driver's licenses or ID at the moment, but you would want a police officer here to be able to check your driver's license and be able to look it up. So we do need a certain amount of cross compatibility. And those three provinces that I just mentioned are fully in for customizing Bifold. Mustafa is from the Ontario team, and I'm going to be nominating him to be a maintainer because they would like to get more involved with the project and have made, I think, met the bar for being a contributor, making continuous contributions to the project. So I'll put that PR in this week and then we can discuss it at the next meeting. And if everything's good, we'll push that one forward. So expect that one coming down the pike. With that said, let's check out the PRs that we got open. Seven. Nice. Okay. Think we'll just quickly go through these. Okay, this is just a small branding change. Nothing too insightful there. So, for those of you who don't know, you can change the branding of the wallet via OCA. You can put in a bundle and brand credentials as you like, but out of the box, they do come with some default branding. So, just change that. On that note, I've seen a few new people chiming in the Discord channel. If anybody's new to the call and you don't know how to get hold of us or the community, we do more than meet just every 2 weeks. Find the Discord channel and join us in there. I've seen a few new people ask questions about how to get it set up and running into some challenges because I think a lot of them set up mediators also. And then, you can run into some challenges with the WebSockets and whatnot if you're not used to doing it. So, but it's good to see more people chiming in the community. I think it means that Bifold is getting more traction. I don't know what's changed, why quite a few people have popped in there. Maybe it's the initiative in Europe and people just getting more interested in each European country being like, hey, this is a thing and we need to start thinking about it. So that's interesting to see. Feel free to chime in Discord. Outdated snapshots, that's me. I've run into a problem after I think it was the verifier pull request. There's an outdated snapshot. For me, it changed, the dates change, but and then when I push out the snapshot, it doesn't match what the GitHub Actions are creating. I've seen something similar to this with JavaScript version mismatches, like why mine produces one version, but the GitHub runner produces another. I think it's Java related, so I've just been trying to figure that out in my spare time, but I think there is a broken snapshot in there. Or at least when I rerun the test locally, it breaks the snapshot. So just kind of grinding through that issue if you've seen it. Again, just another quick fix there for the snapshots. I don't know if anybody can talk about this one. If you've missed the last call, we did a huge update to the project structure. We are trying to position it so that there's a package directory, and we want to get it to a place where you can override those packages to customize the look and the feel of the application so that you can override behavior easier than what we've got now. Right now, we do, I think what works pretty good, but we can see the writing on the wall that this is going to get more complicated as people want to customize very unique spots in the wallet for their particular needs or the look and feel of their particular jurisdiction. So we're trying to make that easier. It's going to take us a little bit of time to get there, and help is appreciated, but that's what we're working on. And I think this is James working on trying to get these like the Bifold published. Clessio, you might know a bit more about this than me.
Listen, Tiago here.
Go ahead.
I have a question about it. I noticed that you kind of extracted the OCA as a separate package in the new architecture. Is there anyone working on that already or not yet?
So that's a good point. I think we chose OCA to extract first because it's fairly new in, and it's clearly one that people are going to want to customize. And I think that our team and Ontario are quite focused on getting OCA working properly. So yeah, we're chipping away at that. And again, I think Clessio was going to chime in. He might have more thoughts than me on that one.
So Indicio is working on the OCA as well as the tracking out the onboarding screens and the logic. That'll be kind of one of the first components to be extracted out, and we want to learn from there.
Yeah, I was asking because of another issue that is on. It's not a PR; it's an issue to make the OCA resolver as a remote OCA resolver, remembered, and then I
I talked to Clécio about that one, and I am pretty interested in helping on that because it's one of our main interests here in Brazil to get this one remote. No.
We were going to start working on that feature, but if you are interested, go for it. And we connect with you if that comes into our sprint planning.
Yeah, yeah. I'll talk to you later, Dan, because that feature is one that my team is looking forward to get that done.
Okay. So are you able then to get started right away, or what is your time
available? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have allocation for that in my team, so I can start working on that.
So can I? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to assign to you, and this way somebody comes into that and have any question, they talk to you.
Okay.
I love it. Thanks for your help, Thiago. And I love that you're from Brazil. That's how I got this black eye, was Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu the other day.
All right.
Julio, well, yeah, thanks again for your help on that one. That's great that somebody's championing that work. Can you tell us about your project, Lev? Because I think we're always curious to hear how others are using Bifold. Do you want to say a few words about how you're using it down in Brazil?
Yeah. Here in Brazil, we have a wallet pretty similar to the BCGov one, based on Bifold also. And by the way, the PR right above your cursor about the teams was one need of my team, because in our wallet, the model screens, they have a different background color. So the font color got messed up, and we have to handle that. And that's one of the main reasons I opened that PR. And we are using at this moment for POCs right now, but we are moving to an identity to government and to private companies also. That kind of stuff.
Perfect. That's amazing.
I think I've talked to you. Just a hint for future commuters, and if you want to contribute, just try to make your changes smaller.
Sorry about that.
There's a lot of other changes with the theme that we need to take a look. But that's fine. We'll get to it. If it was a contribution, if you have an idea or want to work on something, just try to make your pull request focus. That help us review faster.
Right.
Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, so NPM publishing, again, I think this, our intention is to publish some things like whatever's in the packages directory. And as we just discussed, OCA is probably one of the leading ones for that. We want to publish it to Hyperledger so that you can just go in the packages file and resource your OCA implementation if you want a different, if you don't want to actually use the OCA that we have. Why you'd want to do that, I don't know. But for some, like the onboarding screens, that would be a more common use case, I think. So James and Indicio are chipping away at that one, and we'll see how that progresses. Moving on, add namespaces to the ledger. So I saw this in the meeting minutes, but I actually don't know what this feature is about. And I don't think Mustafa's on the call today, which is okay. Does anybody remember from last meeting what's up with this one? And ledgers, the genus files. Well, I guess it is what it is. So Mustafa just needs to, I believe, fix this conflict, and then we can move ahead with this change. So nothing remarkable there. I will grab him in Discord and just see if he's available to make that change this week. Remove shared components draft. Okay.
That's the one upgrading to FJ4 and removing the SDK, replacing with in the VDR, shared components, and Node-CRED.
Yeah, so this was the biggest one I think I led with. So still a work in progress from Timo and his team. Yeah, so I've got too much to chime in about this one, other than it's a pretty exciting change. And this is the one that Klessy and I spent the time just seeing how far back for Android and which secret incantations we had to use to get it to compile, because you need the NDK, the SDK, and specify an Android version it can, and seeing how we can build it either on Macs or on Linux. There's just a lot of moving parts to this one, but I think Klessy got it going with Android 5. He got it going pretty far back. And yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, the only issues that I'm dreading with the it works on my laptop. It doesn't work on GitHub Action.
Let's
Trying
ship
to
your
figure out
laptop.
why.
Yes, so we're now going to all build off Klessio's laptop. Good. So I think that concludes the PRs. We'll do a quick scan through issues and just see if there's anything noteworthy in, like at the top.
There's that PR about documentation from Artemis.
Yes. Oh,
That
yeah, Nerf
signed
Working
proposal.
Group review. It's an obvious one. So have a quick peek through it.
I think it's a quick question, rather. I know other Hyperledger projects, they take design proposal as a PR and they save as part of the code. Is that something we want to do, or how to document those big changes, or do we just ignore it?
Let me think here.
Does
I
anybody
think
have anything?
that I think it's worth keeping. We don't really have anything like an AIP. Like this is like we can't number it, so I'm fine merging it in. I wonder if contains proposed design. I think it's worth keeping, right?
Okay. My only two cents is that if we are including design documentation, it needs to be kept up to date as changes comes along.
Artem, are you still on the call here?
Yeah.
Would you be able to just do a quick pass through the documentation and make sure that it aligns well with the implementation that we just merged the other day? And I think if they're both like up to date, then we'll be okay to merge this one in and put it to bed. Be
Okay,
clear.
I'll do it.
Thanks so much. Just mention me in the comments once you've gone through it, and I'll know to review the PR, and we'll go ahead and get it merged.
It takes some actualizations because the document contains a couple options for some items, and we implemented only one of them. So I need to remove redundant stuff from there.
Perfect. Yes, that's exactly what we're after. NDVR, this is the one that like Klessy and I remarked on a few moments ago. A duplicate scan of keykernel odd behavior. Well, we can look into that one. Where I think that's just a question. So I mean there's nothing remarkable here. Potential issue it's not working with AIP too. We can check this one out later. Okay, so nothing remarkable in the first couple of PRs, but a few people asking questions, and I can check into some of these today, like 680 to see what is going on there, and 694 by Andrew, just to see if there's something we need to tackle as a bug in the code. Okay, so with that said, I think that's mostly what I've got to talk about today. Is anybody got any more questions, comments, or things they'd like to bring up on the call? Okay, perfect. So we'll put a pin in it there, and I will do better at getting a better agenda for next week. Again, it's a pretty short meeting today. To talk more about AFJ, which is the bread and butter of the app, Thursday has an AFJ call at the crack of dawn in North American time, but more civilized time if you're in Europe or a more aligned time zone. And there we can talk about some of the work they're doing with getting NDVDR and an on-creds RS and stuff related to that. So again, that's the bread and butter of how we get things done in Bifold. And please join that call too. Find us in Discord. Again, my name's Jason, your host for today, and we'll see you 2 weeks from today. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.